With your latest edition of the Manchester City Bulletin, I'm Chris Rivers. Beginning with the news that Pep Guardiola has described Manchester City's title success as the hardest one he's achieved at the Etihad Stadium. City were crowned Premier League champions for a third time in 4 years on Tuesday night after closest challengers Manchester United were beaten by Leicester City. That left Pep Guardiola's side 10 points clear of second place United, who have just 3 games remaining. It's the 7th time in City's history that they finished top of the English football pyramid and 5th time in 9 years. Pep Guardiola has overseen 3 title triumphs now, and the 50-year-old, who has won a total of 8 domestic trophies since arriving in Manchester, has said that this was the hardest title of the lot to win due to the season being so different and the amount of games that City have had to play. Of course, City could add to their trophy haul by winning the Champions League later this month. Meanwhile, and City captain Fernandinho said it has been an honour and a privilege to guide City to a first title as club captain. The Brazil international is out of contract at the end of the season, and there are doubts as to whether he will extend his 8-year stay at the Etihad Stadium. But for now, he's enjoying the moment of captaining a team to the Premier League title. He said the teamwork has been amazing. Football is everything to us, and we strive every single day to be as good as we can be in the hope to bring success to Manchester City. Finally today, and City defender Emerick Laporte is set to quit France and play for Spain at the Euros. The City defender has been granted a Spanish passport and therefore will be eligible to be called up by Luis Enrique for this summer's European Championships. He'd previously been given the green light to play for France, but hasn't been called up. Laporte was born in France, but moved to Spain officially when he was 16 years old. That's all for now. We'll have more news later.